This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Thousands of Hmong refugees are being resettled in the United States, mainly in Minnesota, Wisconsin, California, and North Carolina. This latest resettlement may be the last time the U.S. will allow such a large influx of Hmong refugees. Over the last 30 years, thousands of Hmong have fled their native Laos after communist forces targeted them for helping the U.S. in the Vietnam War. The latest refugees speak little or no English, and that worries state officials who say state and federal budget cuts have hurt social services for the refugees. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck reports.
This massive resettlement effort is reuniting families who haven't seen each other in decades. One such meeting occurred last month at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, where many local Hmong gathered to welcome the first new arrivals. Several family members and friends held flowers and American flags. Others chatted nervously as they waited for the 11 immigrants to walk off of the plane and into the embraces of long-lost relatives. A mixture of laughter, tears, and hugs welcomed the weary refugees from their long plane ride. These two families are the first of 15,000 immigrants relocated from a makeshift Hmong refugee camp in Thailand. 34-year-old Su Zhang says he's waited decades to come to the United States. He says he wants to start working so he can provide for his family. But Zhang says he's also worried about the difficulties ahead. There are many things that we don't know, Zhang says. He says he and others will need help learning English and navigating how things work in the United States. Minnesota has one of the largest Hmong populations in the nation. 5,000 Hmong are expected to join the 60,000 who already live in the state. That means government officials and others are scrambling to prepare for the new arrivals. But they worry about so many refugees coming in such a short period of time. A struggling state economy and recent budget cuts are also part of the resettlement jitters.
Okay, welding. Can you say the word? Welding.
Welding.
Okay.
This English as a second language class represents the latest additions. About 20 immigrants from East Africa, Southeast Asia, and Latin America are attending class here in a renovated house. The immigrants are taught basics like work hours and how to read a weather forecast. But like many similar classes throughout Minnesota, there are few open seats. While school administrators hope to expand class sizes and recruit new volunteers to meet the demand of the new refugees, they doubt they can handle this massive Hmong influx. Minnesota Adult Education Director Barry Schaefer says the state already has a waiting list for English language classes.
Our programs are trying to open their doors as much as possible and are at a kind of a facility crisis where there just isn't any space, period, to open any doors, let alone any new teachers.
Others worry that many of the young refugees could fall prey to a life of crime as the number of Hmong gangs is on the rise. Eileen Herr is a former Hmong refugee who now heads the Council on Asian Pacific Minnesotans. She says more than half of those coming from the camp in Thailand are under the age of 18, and parents need to know that their children will quickly adapt to U.S. customs. Eileen Herr says parents need to know that their children may be targeted by gang members.
Outside forces are going to fight for our children, and these parents need to know that the fight for their children starts right now. It doesn't start once they have a house. It doesn't start once they have a job and can start affording to pay for their children. It starts today.
Several members of Congress are seeking additional federal funding to ease the concerns of states that are expecting the refugees. But even if that funding is approved, there are complaints about the timing of the resettlement. Local politicians and newspapers have been bombarded with complaints about the resettlement. Some worry about tax hikes. Others are concerned about their job security. Many others say social services are already stretched too thin and don't think the refugees should receive services. But most are generous, saying the community will benefit from the new refugees. Mai Cao Hong is a former Hmong refugee who's now with the Ramsey County Human Services Department. She visited the camp in Thailand earlier this year and says the immigrants are ready to work.
They're very hardworking. They've had to work really hard to survive, and several of them came up to me and said, how am I going to survive in America? Are there jobs there? You know, will people want me to work? And I said, if you want to work, you'll survive.
Hong says these latest Hmong refugees will adjust to their new surroundings with help from the large Hmong community here. It's a community with several success stories and has produced lawyers, doctors, and politicians. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul.